or jans.com.
9:33, welcome back to Mountain Money. We're going to switch gears now and go from 350 Main to a little place at 206 Main Street. And on the phone with me this morning is Shannon Edwards from the Midway Bakery in Midway, Utah. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Is there a line out the door this morning?
You know what? We're actually not open on Mondays.
That's
so
right.
No,
you're not.
Some people still peek through the windows on Monday mornings, so. Though.
With their long faces because you're closed.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Let's talk a little bit about it's one of my favorite places on this planet because of your cinnamon rolls and because of your breads. Tell us a little history of where you, I know it's your mom, Debbie, who is the person who's baking the most right now. Is that her role?
Yeah, so my mom, Debbie, and my sister, Devin, are the ones who bake the most. It all kind of started with growing up. My mom has always been a baker. She's always baked for us. That's kind of like her happy place is the kitchen, right? And we would wake up and she would, like, oftentimes on Saturday mornings or special occasions or things like that, she would have, like, these huge pans of cinnamon rolls, and that's just what we would eat. And it was funny because we grew up with that, so it was like, we always were excited about it, but we didn't really realize it was that big of a deal until, like, we got a little bit older and we were teenagers, and our friends would be like, you need to tell us next time that your mom makes cinnamon rolls because we want to be there. And I remember I even had a friend whose dad was like, you need to tell me next time your mom makes cinnamon rolls because I want to be there. So even my friend's parents were asking me. And so we kind of realized that my mom was a lot more talented. We just took it for granted. And so recently the opportunity came for a bakery to be opened again right there, and my sister had heard of it through her friend Jen, who owns the building, and my mom says that we tricked her into it. So we just said, Mom, you're a good baker, this is a good time for you, let's open a bakery, and that's kind of how it came about.
Now we want to hear a little more about the breadth of what you have to offer, but, you know, as Bob and I were talking about today's show, his eyes would light up as he described these cinnamon rolls. First of all, I have to ask you, how big are they?
They're probably the size of your hand if you put your hand stretched out.
That's quite a large cinnamon roll.
And about 6 inches, about 6 inches thick as well, besides.
Yeah, people always say, they're like, oh my gosh, that is so big. Like, I don't know how I'll eat it, but it's funny. When people start eating it, oftentimes, like, they'll come in with someone and they'll be like, I'm going to share that because that is so big. And then they'll come back in and buy another one. Afterwards.
And I will point out that when Bob describes his morning visits, he does say that he always buys two, one for him and one for his wife.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit more about what else is on the menu there.
So we do bread. So we do a number of different artisan loaves. Those can change by day. Like, the main ones that we do, there's a garlic parmesan, there's a rosemary, there's a plain artisan loaf. For people who don't know what an artisan loaf is, it has kind of like a crustier outside and a softer center. And so, like, a lot of people will take it home to eat with a number of things. You can eat it, like, with your dinner, with pasta or whatever, or a lot of people will take it home just as their toast for the week that they eat with breakfast. So we have those types of breads, and then we have our baguettes. So our baguettes have been like a really big hit because it's not a typical baguette. In fact, a lot of people will say, I want to buy a breadstick. That's kind of what they call it. It's just our baguettes are a lot softer. So we make a plain sea salt one, and then we make a garlic and herb one, and that one's really popular too. And then my mom makes a number of breads that were typical for when I was growing up. So, like, she'll make a cinnamon swirl loaf, and she'll make just, like, plain white bread, things like that that are more, I would say, like, more of a comfort food.
So this is then your first business that you've been involved with. Any surprises, anything that you thought, Jay didn't know this was going to happen, or this is great, or this was not so great? How's it been so far?
So my family's had other businesses in the past, but nothing like this. This is very different from the businesses that we've owned. And so on the back end, a lot of things are similar, but we've been really surprised. We've just been really well received, and we've been really grateful for that. And people in Midway and Park City have been so kind, like just spreading the word. Like everyone comes in and they're like, I told all of my neighbors, I told all of my friends. So if anything, I think it's just been keeping up, you know, and trying to figure out how much we need to make, how much, you know, it's like we have Swiss Days coming up this weekend.
Yes, we do.
And that's been... This is our first year doing that, and so that's kind of been the same as our day-to-day struggle of just figuring out, because we've been open now for about 4 months, and so business is just, and it's been summer in Midway, which is usually busier, and so business has just gone up and up, and so just trying to figure out, like, what people want and how much you need of it has probably been our biggest struggle, you know, because you don't want all that extra food, but at the same time, like, you want to be giving people what they want, too. So probably the biggest one.
Can I just step back for a moment? I'll drive by a lot of times at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and all the lights are on. Do you feel guilty making your mom get up at that time of the morning and start baking?
Do you know what is so funny? Sometimes we have no mercy on our mom. I'm not sure. She just didn't raise us that way. I'm like, Mom, you didn't have mercy on us growing up, so now I guess it's our payback to her or something. I don't know.
Now, I noticed
But no, she's just so, it kind of, like I said, it's her happy place. She's not really, like, a huge morning person, so that's been a stretch. But when she gets in there and she's baking these things that she just loves, I think in some ways it's therapeutic for her.
Now, I noticed that you have a Facebook page, and I want to talk a little bit about that as opposed to a website, but a couple of things I did notice. One of the things, you have a lot of incredibly enthusiastic posts on there. I noticed that one of your customers called the jalapeno cheddar bread a game changer, and that he was willing to drive from Boise to get it. Tell us a little bit about that product.
So our jalapeno, it's funny because I've found a few men that's like once they tried the jalapeno cheddar bread, it's like it really, I think it does change their life or something. That's one of the best smelling things I think that comes out of the oven. It just smells so good. But I've had a number of men say they'll take that loaf home and they'll get it sliced at the bakery and they make these like very men type sandwiches, right? So it's like
red meat,
ham and Swiss melt on there. On that bread, or there'll always be melting cheese on it, no matter what. But I'm telling you, I've never heard so many men in love with something besides the sweet rolls. So that it really is a big hit.
And one of the things that, you know, we like to talk about on this show because it is a business show. As I was researching the business, I was looking for a website and I didn't find one. So you've made a choice to route people to your Facebook page. Is that right?
Yeah. So Facebook and Instagram's like, yeah, our main channels. I think that we will eventually do a website, but to be very honest, I think we kind of hit the ground running and we kind of had to choose at that point. Okay, we have like this amount of time every day and there's only so much time in the day, right? And we were kind of like, let's just, for now, we're just going to go through the main social media channels and we'll hit the website when we can. So that's kind of just been something we left off our radar, and it's been fine for us so far. The nice thing is that Midway is such a small town that people oftentimes, they'll come in and they'll ask us questions, and we can kind of just through word of mouth be like, check every day on our Instagram or on our Facebook, and that will say our sandwich of the day or things like that. And so it's worked well for us so far.
Well, I think it's interesting that your marketing has worked so well, you know, without anything more overt than Instagram and Facebook. And it speaks a lot for both the community of Midway and the quality of the product that you're turning out.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's just been so nice. Like, there's a number of people that will get on our Facebook or our Instagram page. And, like, in their own right, they'll just share. for us. I mean, we're not even asking them to, and they'll just share. It's so funny. People will, like, put their camera over their glass, and they'll be like, can I take a picture of this? And they're just sharing on social media, and they're just like, this is the best place I've ever been. I love the cinnamon rolls, et cetera. And it's just like, we've just been so blown away by people's kindness, because that's what's helped us to get a bigger following and just more people to know about it. So it's been a really big blessing.
Now, for those who become hooked on your cinnamon rolls for their day-to-day lives, do you also do special occasion baking, such as wedding cakes?
Yeah, we do. So we're a full-service bakery, so a lot of times people come in for cakes, pies, et cetera, and we can do all of that. We have a really talented cake specialist. It's not my mom. We actually have someone else for cakes, but she does a number of things. I mean, really what we tell people to do is we're like, just give us a picture of what you want. Because a lot of times today people look on Pinterest or other things and they'll just send us pictures. And our cake specialist can pretty much recreate anything someone can find on Pinterest, et cetera.
I want to offer just a word of advice for those going in for a cinnamon roll. Tell them not to close the lid on the box, because they're too big and you lose half your frosting on the lid. So say just please leave the lid open when you pass off the cinnamon roll.
Yes, as long as you know that you'll be a little tempted in your car to eat it, I'm sure.
I hate a sticky steering wheel.
That's right. Shannon, thank you very much for spending time with us, and thanks for your having the bakery so near my house. Maybe I shouldn't thank you for having it so near to my house, but anyway.
Well, thank you.
And
so
also,
much.
Good luck with Swiss Days coming up. You got to be panicking just a little bit about how that's going to work for you.
Yeah, we're a little panicked, but in the end, it's all going to work out. That's what I just keep saying. It's all going to work out. So.
Thank you, Shannon. We appreciate it. That's Shannon Edwards from the Midway Bakery.